This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Like to share with the Eilim. A story that happened this week with me. I think it's a tremendous story of a Sairis that the Eilim would have from sharing with you. In order to appreciate the story, I got to give you a little hakdama, a little introduction. I give a shir to Bnei Torah on Derech Hashem. The Ramchal Svarim on Hashkafe, Derech Hashem. The Sefer Derech Hashem begins with explaining the Rebbeinu Shloilom. What is the Eibishter? The Beir Eilam. Intricate understanding of what the Rebbeinu Shloilom is. He's marich on it. And I work with understanding the words of the Ramchal. And at the same time, I grapple with something within me that says, can't understand the Eibishter anyway. What's wrong with Emuna Pshuta? Rebbeinu Shloilom. Sit there to figure out exactly what is the Kayev Deibishta that is Kayev Balakayach and Mamzi and then and Rishain and Mukdim and Shalim and then. The Rebbeinu Shloilom Tata. We always grew up, the Rebbeinu Shloilom is Tata. The Ramchal is talking Ashkafe that it's important, obviously, to understand all this. The Rambam speaks already. You say this, that we have to know these things. Remember years ago, I asked my Rebbe Rav Pam about something in the Chavis Halvavis, and had to do with Bitachin. Rav Pam answered me, this that the Chayvus HaLevavos talks about, these inyanim of bitachin, is for grace of mention. Simple people like me and you, we should have simple bitachin. For the Rebbeinu Shloilom, you can trust him, he'll take care of you. So I grapple with this. I'm giving a shir on inyanim, what is the Rebbeinu Shloilom, but at the same time, I know that it boils down to the Tatan Himmel. It's the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Rebbe Elchanan in Kovetz Mamarim speaks very strongly. What is Emuna? Rebbe Elchanan says that it's difficult to really grasp what is the Rebbeinu Shloilom. He says the biggest philosophers have never came to a clear understanding. Aristotle, the Marshal, and he says that the Rambam says that Aristotle was almost like Nevuah. He had the dargis of Nevuah. And yet, he contemplated, what is the Rebbeinu Shloilom? So if he couldn't understand, what is Shaykh for the simple person to understand? And Rebbe Elchanan continues and says that Emun is given even to a 13-year-old boy, a mitzvah. The minute he becomes 13, he's mechuyev in emunah. So how can we be mechayev emunah to a boy, to a child, if even the greatest kluge kep philosophen couldn't understand Amuna. Rabbi Chanan has a mahalach in Kaivitz Mamarim, the first maimer, that the truth is Amuna is davar poshit, it's simple. Any bardas could understand that the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. And the only reason why the philosophim have the issue and the complexity to understand the Rebbeinu Shleilam is ki ha-shoichad ya-vereinei pikhim yisalev divrei chachamim. Shoichad. Shoichad comes in many forms, Rabbi Isai. Shoichad doesn't only have to be money. Shoichad could mean anything that I want, that I lust, that my eyes, v'lo'isosurachri levavchem v'achreinechem, that could also be a shaychad, which doesn't let a person see the truth. These philosophim, the world at large, they're looking to not live a life that the Eibishter dictates to them what they must do. They'd rather have a life where they want to do and they do what they want to do. So the Rebbeinu Shlom stands in its way of this lifestyle. And the Mela, that Shoichad is Yavereine Chachomim, the Yisalef Divrei. If Hashtay Tzach and Stomach, they're not Tzadikim, that's Claude. That. But Chachomim, after we could give them the term Chachomim, alright. Mela, the 13 year old child, was as Flum, Hashem Eteira Mitzvahs. He's removed from the shaychad of all the taivas elam hazeh. So to him, emuna could be pshuta, could be simple. Learning the derech Hashem, not that simple. I'm sitting there, I'm working, and I'm trying to understand and see. And then I sit and I learn Kaivitz Mamarim, and in Kaivitz Mamarim, Rabbi Chanan says, what is it? Push it! Any Bardas, any Balsechu. So which one is it? So Rabbi Isai, let me address the Shaila a little bit. And yes, it's all an introduction to a very beautiful incident that happened this week, which you'll walk away and you'll appreciate very much. The Rambam actually contradicts himself in Loshen, in language, when he brings the mitzvah of Emunah. In Yad, in Halacha, he says there's a mitzvah to know Leida, to know that there's a Rebbeinu Shleilam, Leida, to know. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam uses the Loshen Emunah Lahamin. So is it Leida? Or is it Lahamin? Some change the Girsoyis, they answer that it's actually Leidu Lahamin. This is old talk. It's interesting, Avshach and Zavi Ezri actually addressed the basis of this contradiction to the Briske Rav. And Avi Ezri, Rav Shach says to the Briske Rav, quotes the Briske Rav, that he asked him, what's Emunah? Emunah's belief. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is that I believe. I know. He says, walk out into the street and you see that there's a Beir HaOlam. Yeah. So why is it called Emunah? It should have been called only Yediyah. Emunah is, when I don't see something, I believe that it's there. But if I know, Rabbeisai, could be for Rav Shach. This is a kasha. Rav Shach and his darga of emuna, to him was yedir. To him was so pashit that there's a bayir ha'olam. But the Briske Rav answered him the following. He says, there's parts of emuna which are so simple. What's in front of us, that the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, that's factual and it's simple to comprehend, and that's called Yediyah. Then there's deeper things that we don't see. There's Olamos, worlds, which the eye doesn't see. That's when Emunah sets in. Where Yediyah ends, Emunah begins. Zezak Briske Rav to Rav Shach. So you see clearly that this is already an issue. Emunah is a davar pasha, the idea that the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, or there's things which are so deep, and that's also nichlal in Emunah, idea versus Emunah. I've always, in my mind, understood the teretz to the kash of the Rambam. Is it Yediyah or is it Emunah? In the following way, that a person with Emunah, he believes. Yediyah means that he sees it in front of him. The problem with Yediyah is that as much as you know, you'll always be left again with a suffix, with a question. With every answer that you give to Emunah, it follows up with another question. So as much as there's Yediyah, as much as we could say, as ich weiß, we fall back on Emunah. We have to fall back on Emunah. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Yerabesai, I'm trying to understand, is it Yediyah and Emunah? And the teretz is, it's somewhat Yediyah, but at the end of the day, it's backed up by Emunah. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Shavuos. Sorry, Pesach, Shavuos. I'm getting confused. The times are easier. Shavuos. Not Shavuos. Pesach. Bacha from Baltimore, the yeshiva, came to the shul. And I discussed with him this Rebbe Elchanan. How is it possible that a 13-year-old boy and a child who's in yeshiva, even before 13, we talked to him about Emunah v'Hashem, v'Shaych Emunah. And I discussed with him the Kaivetz Mamarim, and he said something, and it's interesting. I've lived, Baruch Hashem, many years, been here, and I've worked on this. I never heard this till this Bachel came and opened up my eyes. Zacha Yisish Latayv, his name is Spiro, lives in Baltimore. Tayyar Bachel. And he says, Rebbe Efsha came and Zog, and maybe we could say, and I couldn't get over how a Bachel is able to open up the eyes of someone who's been learning the Sugi for so many years. It's a good lesson in life, by the way. He says to me, is it possible? How old was Avraham Avinu when he was Hikar as Beirei? It's either 3 or 13. It's Mashayla Midrashim. The Rambam says 3. Al Kulponim, he was a child at the time. We know that Reb Chaim Volozhin explains that how do Yidden have the koyach, the ability to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim, to give them themselves for Emunah, to go into a fire, Al Kiddush Hashem? And the answer is because Avraham Avinu already did it. Sarnis Yoinis Nisnas Avraham Avinu. And as Avinu, he gave it over to the children. He gave it over to his grandchildren, born of his Aravachrov, the Koyach, of what he achieved through his Nisyoinis. So Kiddushem Shemayim Akeda is Takav Roman Yitzchak. So how a ganze klal Yisrael is able to do it, and the answer is that this is already birusha. So he says, Efsha kemen zogin, that this also emunah, that a child is able to be makir is bairai, is also from Avraham Avinu. Just like Avraham Avinu was hikir is bairai bekatnusai, or maybe just as he became begadlusai. This became inherent in all his children, this keach. I asked him, how old are you? Are you 13? Hashem's 13. It's a chelik of hikar esbayre, meredik. Even the vat alein is hikar esbayre. Thus alein is how he was makir bayre. Now I'd like to get into an event, a story that I think you'd appreciate. I've been working on this in the beginning of the week. Emunah, understanding, Havana, the Eibishter, Yediyah, Emunah. For the past few months, I've been working and dealing with a mishpacha. The mother is not well. She has a disease which Nebuch is eating away at her. There's a lot of conflict of procedure. Which procedure medically she should take? This mahalach, that mahalach, this doctor. And everyone in the family is involved with it. This doctor, this mahalach. They call me, because I do call the different doctors, and I'm involved. And I keep on asking the same question, but what does the chayla want? What I always hear the brother, the father, the mother, she's a mature woman. What is her? I never hear, never heard. So I asked the family, what is, she wants nothing. I said, what does that mean? And the answer is, she lives with the Rebbeinu Shleilu. What are you talking about? What does it mean? She takes challah every week, and she has emunah and bitachin that any doctor she goes to and any procedure she'll take, it's going to be good. I heard this, I think to myself, I've never heard such talk in my life. I'm thinking, she doesn't live in Lala Land. She lives in Chala Land. What's she talking about? I said, she must be in denial. Doesn't make sense. I get a call in the beginning of the week. The bacha that once learned in yeshivas. And now he's in college and he's taking up all the different courses. And one of them is evolution. He's asking me and asking me and asking me and pinning me to the wall. Evolution, carbon, the whole gamut of the whole concept of evolution and how you're talking, is it true? And they have riots and these riots and those riots. Don't even want to have the conversation in front of the camera. It was a full conversation. I went through the sugya in the past. I've also had hadracha from my Rabbi Rabelski, the Tzadik Levracha, on this topic. And I tried to respond to every one of his questions, proofs, and I'd like to call them nudgerai. Okay? Every nudging that he did, the chamganfit. But with every answer I gave came another question. There was no end to it. By the time I finished, I was so tired because it just kept on going and going and back and forth, and this proof and this Gemara and that and this scientist. I said, there was no end to it. Right. A day later, I was zeichet to meet the woman that takes challah. I was fascinated. I wanted to see Mativ. I never met her. Never spoke to her. I never met her. She takes challah and she believes that she's going to be gesund because of the challah. I spoke to her. And I realized I live in La La Land. She's not living in La La. She's very clear about everything. And she has full emunah and bitachin. Mitzvah of challah, and she's going to be fine. And I see the people around her, the family, they're so down and they're crying, and she's upbeat. It's real. It's very real. I walked away and I said, "Gib a cook, da, der Yid is a ganze zertummelt, but if she comes from a chreis, I'm an ape." And over here, a frei in the matzav of, and she has full emunah b'tochen, everything's going to be good. Contrast. I get a call Friday morning. I guess it was Bashet. I get a call Friday morning from a father here in town that his daughter goes to college. When I hit the evolution with the ganze geschäft, I said, "I can't, please leave me alone. I can't have my mind contained a whole week about a." And I don't talk to women on the phone. I try not to have conversations. I thought to myself, "You know what? Tell her to take challah and finish." I want to get potter from it. I just threw it out. I said, "Listen, I look, take a look. Amuna, the bitachin, never challah again." And I quoted to her that it's this week's Avtaira. The last pasuk of the Avtaira of Reish Kabukurei Koel Vachatumas Koel Mikael Trumas Lakan Vereishis Arisa Yisechem Titnu Lakoyin Laniach Bracha El Beisach. It brings bracha to your home. He says, "I'm gebenched and finished." Okay. I get a call right before Shabbos. The father calls me back and says, "She took challah and she says, she doesn't have the sveikus anymore." I said, "Okay, call me back after Shabbos. Let's see if it lasts for more than 24 hours. But I'll call upon him." I said, "Wow, Samegit de Kazach. Chalitvak, I'm not such a." So I said, "Let me find out. Let me do research. What is what the challah? I don't know. What's the big thing about challah?" So I quickly went on the Yitzhak. And I did research. What's the Naila? What's the school of challah? You know, I know the Welt, by the Freien, it's a great school to take challah. So I found an interesting Ramban. The Ramban says that the mitzvah of challah, chavivo hi me'eid, shebishvilo nivra olam. Reishis, bireishis, reishis arisa yiseichem, the world was created to take challah. It was created to take challah. It's unbelievable. There's a whole new meaning to challah world. Challah land. Gives a whole new meaning. The world is talking about challah. Zeizak the Rabban. The Medrash. Vayikirab tezvav vav. Kol amikayim mitzvahs challah ki'ilu. Bitel avodah zarah. Foolish Medrash. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchis Challah, he brings down Zuhi Mitzvah Challah. Those words, Mitzvah Challah, Zuhi Mitzvah Challah, Gematria Taryag, L'Ramesh Kalazoy Mitzvah Challah, Mekayim Mekarayik Ilukim Atayag Mitzvahs. Tough little fella. Challah, the ganze Welt is for challah. Was is? And it's kilu kiyum kalatera kula, and it's kilu bitla veidazara. And I found in the chidah in his dvash lepi chidah, he brings down that why do we take challah dafke erev Shabbos? So we all know the time mit chave she destroyed chalasi shaloylam and adam and erev Shabbos and right all of these in the time. Gives a different reason. He brings that as a second reason. Oy, that's his second reason. What's his first reason? Erech challah, ikra b'erev Shabbos. Kiyoyim hashishi, rumiz le'elef hashishi. Every day, it's Yidua that every day is merumiz for another 1,000 years. And now we're holding elef hashishi, the sixth. That in Elav Hashishi Shiavutlu Kolavoy Dezorus Vahamitzvis Chala Moira Bitlavoy Dezor. Zayzab the Claw, the Chidah. Chala is Bitlavoy Dezor. Hafla fella, Bitlavoy Dezor. Samaydik. I'm starting to see. Vi kumt epes chavez. It's a school of emunah. One of the hiratzins that are said before they take challah, this is brought down, there's a sefer called Pitrei Rachamim. It's the son of Rav David Pardo. He brings a hiratzin. What's the hiratzin? The meaning is to say before you take challah. Simchas libi. With simchas. Simchas libi. Interesting. Simchas libi. L'kayem mitzvahs asay asher tzivisa b'sar yisecha reish asar yisecha m'chalu terim utrum l'saking. Good. Yirotzen shebekayas gulas mitzvahs afrosh eschala tevayir atumo min ha-kodesh utevayir ha-gilulim min ha-oretz. Kaim lanu miftachtanu bila amovis lo netzach umach Hashem alikim dima mi'al kloponim and b'schus hafrosh eschala should be bracha, like it says in the psuk. What does it mean? What does it mean? It's interesting. Now, base, I want to tell you over two more chazalim, then we'll end. The pasuk in Kehelis, Leich Echel B'Simcha Lachmecha, says the Medrash, Zu Parshas Challah. Leich Echel B'Simcha Lachmecha. Zu Simcha, Leich Echel B'Simcha Lachmecha. No, Yidalach! Tell you more. Pasuk says, Ki Libi Somach Mikol Amoli. Libi. That's interesting. Libi Somach Mikol Amoli from all my work. Vaita says the Medrash. Zu Parshas Challah. Second Medrash. Abese, was tut sachta? Teretz Chateis. Challah represents Amoli. It's the person's work in this world. The bread. Don't forget Adam Arishan. What was his what was the klala b'zeya sapecha toicha lechem? The isha brought about the klala b'zeya sapecha toicha lechem. A person searches parnasa. It's rough. It's hard. It's a klala. But when he knows that it's actually from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that this world and everything in this world is that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. Bereishis, b'shvil hachalo shenikra reishis, the world was created to live in this world, yet at the same time to realize I'm mafrish chala that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to me. Then it turns into not a klala, but a simcha. Mikol amoli. That's the lashon. Ki libi somach b'chol mikol amoli. In the work itself, there's simcha, because you know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving to you. And that's leich echol b'simcha lachmecha. Who should say, b'leiv toiv yeinecha. This, Rabbeisai, is the Maila and the skula of challah, emuna, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's giving, he's taking care. Otherwise, a person could live his days, and everything is difficult, and everything is nisyonos. We couldn't repeat this over enough times. At some level, everyone has nisyonos of parnosa, of paying the bills. There is always something. But there's a mahalach, and that is called bitl avodah zarah. Avodah zarah comes in many different forms, Rabbi Yisai. Sheichad, I explained to you, comes in many, many different forms. The sheichad, if you take away the sheichad, and you see clearly that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And what you have from... and what you get is only what you need, and you don't need any more, and you don't, and the Rebbe Shem doesn't give you more than what you need. The sheichet of wanting more, that doesn't bring happiness. It just brings more cave lave, more leich echol b'simcha lachmecha, the lechem that Rabbi Yishlim gave, and that's the school of Bitlava, the Zara. This is the beautiful story that I have for you. Take a look. When a person is searching and searching and searching, confused with all the different Sveikas Ha'olam. Sveikas Ha'olam. The mitzvah of challah has a school when a person keeps the mitzvahs. There's so much in every mitzvah, the power of a mitzvah. We don't even know the levels of kaiches that every mitzvah gives us when we do that mitzvah. It is to give us simcha. And that's what he meant when he says, Be'eim of yiru besimchas libi. Something about challah brings a tremendous simcha, an inner simcha, an inner peace. This is the skula of challah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.